Cambridge 105 Radio.
First things first, question for Ashley. How long have Encompass been involved with LGBT History Month in the city?
We had our, I think our 10th anniversary in 2016. Going on 11 years now, we've been in Cambridge coordinating LGBT History Month and really getting people together and putting events on. And we've got a really huge range of events that we're going. We're really proud of what we've managed to do this year.
And Richard, the City Council is supporting the events as well. How important is it for not just the City Council, but for somebody like yourself to get behind it as well?
It's incredibly important because Cambridge has always seen itself as a very diverse and welcoming city. And LGBT History Month is incredibly significant in not just celebrating that, but also recognising that there's still a lot to do. There's been a lot of progress over the last 20, 30 years in respect of LGBT rights, but there still remains a lot of work to be done in terms of ensuring that there's fairness and justice and equality within our country and within our city. So it's great that we're actually celebrating, but also ensuring that people are reminded that there's a lot more work to be done in ensuring that there's fairness in our city.
Yeah. So Ashley, what kind of events are going on? So can you run us through the full sort of schedule and how have the events that have happened already gone so far?
So we had a launch event on the first of the month with the mayor came to formally kind of see in the month of events. Eagle-eyed people may have noticed rainbow flags flying at all the Cambridge colleges, and Addenbrookes, for example. So there's been a big buzz at the start of this month. Later on in the month, we can expect a wide range of events. There's lots of social events. So there's a club night on one night. There are lots of educational events, so academic talks, and also general cultural events. So there's a few shows that we've organised to be put on. There's a big diverse range of events coming up, and we have a web calendar on our website, encompassnetwork.org.uk, and you can see everything that will be happening this month if you don't have a printed flyer.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you about the key dates, but the website is the best bet to find all the events and see which one would suit.
Yeah, and just in case venues change and things change, the web calendar is always the best place to get the most up-to-date times and locations if anything changes.
Yeah, Richard, have you been involved in the month before? And if so, how have previous events gone?
I've not personally been involved. I think it's great that Encompass have been organising the number of events that go on as part of a History Month for the last decade and a bit, which is tremendous, and they do tremendous work. But I'm a bi man, and so obviously I feel quite attached to the significance of this event. It's great that the City Council's got behind this event and ensures that there remains an opportunity for us to not just celebrate the achievements that have been made by LGBT people over the last however many decades, but the fact that, as I said in my previous answer, there's a lot more work to be done in ensuring there's a proper social justice.
Yeah. How important is it to honour LGBT History Month?
I'd say it's extremely important. If we look back to the reason why LGBT History Month came about, the first one was in 2005, and that came about in the wake of the abolishment of Section 28, which prohibited the promotion of homosexuality as a quote, pretended family relationship. And so it's really important to remember, you know, the roots of History Month, because fundamentally, as you say, it's about improving education, and it's ultimately about social justice. So it's really important this month.
Yeah, and what about your thoughts on that, Richard? How important is it to honour the event itself?
Well, as I said, it's a fantastic thing that we have, whereby we get to participate in these events, and there's a whole range of different events, as has been mentioned, where you can educate yourself, you can inform yourself as to what progress has been made to this point in time to celebrate the diversity of our city and our culture, but also to ensure that, you know, we don't stop here. There's tremendous work that needs to be done in terms of trans rights, in terms of LGBT rights in general, and we can't rest on our laurels. There's a lot more work that needs to be done, and one of the reasons why LGBT History Month is incredibly important is to keep the pressure up to those decision makers that government level and beyond, that, you know, this is an important issue, not just, you know, citywide, but also countrywide and wider still.
Yeah, it brings me on to my next point really as well. And obviously you kind of alluded to this a little bit already, but there are been some changes to the law over the years, including, you know, gay marriage and things like that. Does the legislation that's come through in recent years make it even more important to get the message across?
Yes, I believe so, because one of the things which I believe is in the program is a discussion about Section 28 and how significant that was in putting back LGBT rights. And yes, there have been significant improvements to LGBT rights over the last decade and two decades, but there remains a lot of prejudice and a lot of bigotry that exists in our society, and we have to root it out. And we have to ensure that the conversations continue with ordinary people across the city and elsewhere, to inform them of the need to be tolerant of other people and make sure that there's diversity and equality wherever it exists. And one of the things that we want to do in LGBT History Month is to promote what we call the Equality Pledge. This is if the City Council and other organisations are signatories of the Equality Pledge, but we really encourage businesses and organisations to consider signing up to the Equality Pledge, because that allows them to signify to other people that they are championing LGBT rights and want to create a safe space for LGBT people as part of their business model.
Yeah, yeah. And coming back to the events as well, question for you both really is, how many people do you hope will participate in the events, and what have the numbers been like in the past, Ashley?
Well, in preparation for this, we've printed 12,000 paper leaflets, so we're really pushing kind of a big attendance. Unfortunately myself, I haven't managed to attend them because the ones so far, because it clashes with my other day job, so I personally haven't managed to go to any of them, which is really unfortunate. But trustees have been telling me that there's been good turnout. So there was a quite nice turnout for the flag raising at the Guildhall with the mayor. And we're trying really hard to get feedback from all the events that have been put on. So I've got feedback coming in for that, the cultural exhibition that you spoke about, Bohemian Like Me. So we're looking forward to seeing how successful that was.
In terms of attendance, if you know, what sort of figure would you like to see?
Well, I like to see as many people as possible attend, even if you're not LGBT, if you're straight or you distinct or you know, you have no affiliation, or you come along to one of these events, because, you know, by being an ally, participating in the conversation and the discussions which go on, you can become more informed and also be more aware of the significance of LGBT rights in general. And I was at the flag raising ceremony the other day, and it was an impressive turnout, and I was just amazed to see not just the flag, the LGBT flag, up on the flying above the Guildhall, but above Cambridge University Library, above several other colleges in the city centre. And I think, you know, we were having this discussion just now about, we've made advances in LGBT rights. What's the point of having this? It's incredibly important, because there still needs to be a lot of work done to improve the rights of LGBT individuals, but also at the same time celebrate the diversity of our city and celebrate the contributions made by LGBT people in our city and elsewhere.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. That's a very nice way to end. Thank you very much, Ashton. Thank you very much, Richard.
Thank you.